What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
Happy Thursday, Hollow Cult. We're almost there. You know the drill. One more day.
One more day.
One more day till the weekend, and you got it locked in. Today, we are circling back around. We had a recap from our friend Brandon from Tinfoil Tales, who was on last, or who's sent his encounter in last week. We are going to hit it again with what he sent us today. But first, we got to get through all the housekeeping, so you know how that goes. Check us out Monday mornings, whenever the OG Hollow Sky show drops. Tuesday is the night shift recap, dropping on all your podcatchers. Wednesday, hang out with us live on YouTube, 8 p.m. Central. And Thursday is when these guys drop your listener experiences from the Hollow Cult. Also, check us out at our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Come join the Hollow Cult, be part of the community, and see what it's all about. If you have a listener experience you'd like to share on a future episode of this very show, Kyle has some info given to him by an ancient Egyptian god that has a cat for a head. You're going to want to take notes on.
Yeah, that was unexpected, seeing a cat head. However, it did give me some pretty interesting information. If you would like your story to be featured on our show, you can write it out and shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can use your smartphone to record your lovely voice and send it to the same email, and we can use that in an episode instead of us having to read it. Either way, doesn't really matter, because we want to hear your story. You can also call or text the holophone, which is going to be 618-556-0837. You can send us stuff to Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Field in Illinois, 62031.
If you'd like to support the show, there are plenty of ways to do it. We have a Patreon, which will be changing. April 1st is the goal we're shooting for. Again, I mentioned on the regular show, the normal Patreon tiers will be fading away, and we will have one singular tier, probably around the $7 range. Just makes it easier for us, if we're being honest. It's a lot to kind of keep track of, and try to do it manually is pretty difficult. So,
yeah, there's no good way of keeping track of everybody who's gotten this and gotten that. It's just almost impossible.
Yep. So the old tiers will be fading away. You will have to re-sign up for the new tier if you're still interested in being a patron. So just kind of putting that out there, giving everybody some time to kind of take that in and react to that whenever that changes. We have a store, allskypodcast.com. Go over and check some Holo swag out. Rep the Holo cult out in the real world. Got a Venmo. If you'd like to throw us some pocket change, we appreciate it. Best thing you can do is share the show. Share the show word of mouth. Share it on all social media platforms. Just keep pumping it out there. If you are members of weird paranormal groups on Facebook, share the show, share the show, share the show. With that, we are diving right in to our friend Brandon from Tinfoil Tales. He's hit us back with some more info on his goings on. First and foremost, go over to Tinfoil Tales, wherever you listen to podcasts, and show him some love. We look forward to working with him in the future. So, Brandon says, part two, "Hey guys, just heard the latest listener experience episode where you used my submission. I appreciate the shout out to the podcast and recommending your listeners to check out what I got going on over here. As a side note, I did receive the stickers in the mail a few weeks back. Much appreciated. As far as updates go, there's been a few more developments, nothing super bad or nefarious, but still quite odd. My two youngest are still having some sleeping issues. Sharing a queen-size bed with a wife and a five-year-old and a two-year-old kind of sucks. They periodically sleep in their beds all night, but it's almost a given that at some point they will wake up and want to go in our bed. My son hasn't mentioned ghosts really for a while now, and I'm hoping that things stay relatively calm." Which I also hope that they do for you. I don't want any little dudes having to deal with any sort of paranormal phenomena or activity. That is nothing that any child should have to go through or try to make sense of in their heads. About a month ago, I woke up at night and went to use the bathroom and to go get a drink. We keep the drinks out in the fridge we have in the attached garage, so I walked out there and grabbed one. As I was coming back inside, I noticed what appeared to be about a 15 to 18 inch shadow running down the hallway to my daughter's bedroom. It appeared as if it was on two legs. I gave chase and went into my daughter's room, but didn't see anything strange. She was actually sleeping in her bed during this time, so I was quiet and just went back into our room. I've been working from home for the past 2 months, and I haven't noticed anything or felt like anything is around when I'm home alone for most of the day. Aside from the occasional instances, I've never felt like there was something actually here personally, but I might not be as open to it as my kids are. There has been one particular thing that happened just within the last few days. About 3 or 4 weeks back, I noticed my dog chewing on something, as if she was trying to eat something that she shouldn't be. She ended up dropping a tooth on the ground. I at first thought this was her own tooth, but I didn't see anywhere in her mouth that looked like it could have been where it could have came from. It also didn't look very canine-like. I left it on the counter for my wife to see whenever she got home from work. She looked at it and thought it was strange, but that was the last I saw of it, or so I thought. I believe it was Monday night when my oldest son started to yell at the dog for chewing on something. She ended up dropping another tooth on the floor. He picked it up and brought it to me, and it looks identical to the tooth from before. My first thought was, well, this is the same tooth. I look over at my wife, who now has a weird look on her face. She kind of whispers that she threw the tooth away in the trash a couple weeks ago, but she also believes this is the exact same tooth. I took a couple photos of the tooth that I've included with it in the email. I'm not a tooth expert, so I won't make any sort of guesses as to what it could be from, but my wife thinks they look like a child's tooth. The longer part that would be in the gum, though, makes me believe it's probably from an animal. I checked the dog's mouth again, but I didn't find any blood or missing teeth. This time, I personally took it outside, went down the road a little bit, and chucked it over into the neighbor's overgrown field. I probably should have marked it with a Sharpie or something in case the dog finds another one, just to rule this one out as it not being the same tooth. Not to go off into too much woo-woo stuff, but November 15th, we saw what looked like an orange flare out in our field behind our house. I remember the date specifically because it was right before I talked to Eric from Uncomfortable, when we both did an episode swap together. I talked about it at the beginning of his episode because it happened right before we recorded. For whatever reason, I never thought about grabbing my phone and recording it. It hovered around and I yelled at my wife and son to come and look at it, and then kind of raised up a little bit and it vanished. Flash forward to December 7th. We were coming home. Out in front, there was a bunch of weird lights hovering out in front of our house area. We could see it in the sky. From the four-way stop, I tossed my phone to my wife and told her to record it. I thought it was Starlink at first, but I realized it wasn't Starlink. I have two videos, but for some reason, the longer one won't upload to the email from my phone. But here's a two-second clip where you can see it. In the other video, you can see it, and then it just disappears. Weirdly enough, I've sent the video over to Messenger and text, and the person I've sent it to claim that they can't see anything in the video. But anyone who watches it on my phone sees it. Is any of this related? I have no idea. As far as getting you guys together for an episode sometime, I'm kind of booked up with interviews for the next couple of months during the work week. But if you guys have a Saturday or Sunday that's open, I could get something scheduled then. Just let me know what works best for you guys and I can set it up. Thanks again, guys. Brandon from Tinfoil Tales. Well, first off, that's great that you're booked up with interviews. Sounds like business is good, my friend.
Oh, for sure.
We will definitely get at you. We usually record every other weekend. We will definitely try to set something up soon. I'll probably shoot you a message. But back to the weirdness, considering the episode that we just recorded on the Duendes, which will have dropped before this drops. There's a lot to unpack here, my friend.
Very similar.
Because when this comes out Thursday, you all should have listened to Monday's episode where we talk about multiple instances of different fey races. And a lot of this lines up. First thing.
Definitely.
First thing. The weird orbs around your house out in the field. That lines up specifically with what Kyle was talking about, where these things can turn into orbs in the forest. Whatever these yep. little fey entities are, I can't remember the specific name of what Duende it was, but they can turn in to light orbs, which tracks. Secondly, you saw a small 15 to 18 foot two-legged shadow run down the hallway. Sounds very much elfish.
Yeah.
Gnomish.
Like a shadow imp.
Shadow impish. Then we get to the tooth. He sent a picture of the tooth. I'm not a tooth scientist, but it does kind of look like a human tooth.
It does look like a human tooth. And it does look like a kid's tooth. However, I am kind of in agreement that the bottom of that tooth is probably too long to fit in a child's mouth. Mm. I'm hoping. You know what I mean? Because you have the little meat of the tooth there. The
tooth top. Meat.
Yeah, the top of it that is exposed, and it does look small, like a child's mm-hmm. tooth. And it's flat like our teeth are. And then it goes down into like
a pretty big root.
Yeah. Like it's a good, it looks good sized. So it's weird. It's weird to say the least. Not. And if I had to guess, I'm not a tooth expert myself. If I had to guess, don't know the type of dog you have, but it almost looks like it would be one of the dog's front lower teeth, which you said you checked and it wasn't missing any teeth. So that rules that out. Even weirder that your wife throws it away and it resurfaces, where you guys are both pretty convinced it's the exact same tooth, which is disturbing.
That does add a layer of strange to the entire encounter incident. If it made its way back
yeah.
into your home. I'll play devil's advocate here. Let's say it is a human tooth. Let's say it is a human child's tooth. What entity is tied to dealings with human children's teeth?
Well, the tooth fairy, of course.
Fairy, you say? Like the fae?
I do.
Interesting. I do.
Brandon, it is weird.
Have you made some sort of unbeknownst to you pact with the Fae recently?
He's probably not going to be able to talk about it because he's got an NDA.
You
got
to keep it to yourself if you do. But just think back on it. Think back on your head if maybe you've left some pancakes out or something.
And logically... logically, when I think about it, and I don't think it's because the episode's fresh, but logically, it's kind of like makes the most sense that it's something from that realm,
reverse, in my opinion. Reverse tooth fairy. Just out here chucking teeth, chucking human teeth around.
It's gross. It's gross. But like, I don't see it fitting in the alien category. You know what I mean? Because you don't hear a lot about dogs chewing on teeth in alien encounters. No.
Now that's one aspect of alien abductions that, like, in all of the medical experiences people go through that are abductees, you don't hear them fucking with their teeth very much. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. So I don't know. Like, it just, it makes the most sense to me that it is something from that, the Fae realm world, whatever you want to call it, Duende, Fae, whatever title you got for it. It does feel like it fits the bill.
It is strange that these series of events kind of play out tick, 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 tick. Like, you saw the weird fireball in the field, which is associated with the same phenomenon. Then you saw essentially the shadow of this thing running around, which in my brain, I clearly picture some weird looking pointy eared, pointed hat gnome thing chucking down the hallway and you just catching the shadow end of it, which is terrifying in my brain.
And you described it at almost perfect height.
Yep. And now you've got this tooth thing, which is so, like, that has been popping up on Reddit quite a bit lately. People finding teeth in their homes.
That's disgusting.
Bro, if I'm going to lose a tooth, I'm going to know.
But if that's true, that it really has been popping up. It's also a weird series of events for us. The fact that we have consistently now been led unknowingly down this path of covering said topic. Because now we have a listener experience that fits the bill.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I think I'm going to post the pictures of the teeth to Reddit. I know I'm going to go through and make sure that there's no way to, like, there's no identifying markers that, like, will tie it to Brandon.
Yeah.
Outside of our show. But just to see if people can confirm whether or not it's a human tooth. Because that would be really good information to have. If it's human tooth, that makes this real fucking weird.
Yeah.
And
but also clarify if it's a dog tooth.
Yeah. Because if it's a dog tooth, then, like, the weirdness is the fact that it was thrown away, but it is also back.
Yeah, that does still make it weird no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, it is strange timing that this is the follow-up. weird time.
It is weird. It's super weird. It's super weird. Like I said, it's like we're unknowingly being guided down this particular path at the time. And for what reason, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great follow-up.
Synchronicities.
Synchronicities abound. I'm going to dig into these tooth people finding teeth too, because
you should, because that's weird and disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would like to find teeth randomly about my home.
No. A. Also, no.
Especially if they're not from any of my family members.
Yeah. And also, hopefully not from any of your family members that aren't supposed to be losing teeth.
Yeah.
How absolutely brain fracturing would it be if you find a tooth after your daughter was talking to the tooth fairy?
That fucking suck.
What if the bean is replaced with a tooth?
That would suck. That would suck a lot.
Yeah, that's
would be extremely disturbing
and suck.
I don't think I'm about that life.
No, that would be confirmation you do not want to have.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go down the road. How fucked would it be if your dog's chewing on a tooth, and then your wife comes in the room and is like, "I'm missing a tooth."
That would be fucked.
And I don't know when it fell out.
I've caught our dog chewing on a tooth, but she's a puppy, and it was one of her puppy teeth.
Yeah, yeah, I've had our dog do the same thing.
It did not look like that. That looks real humanish.
By the root,
it's a big root.
It looks grown, like an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like it. You would think it would have to be fucking pulled or something, because it's big and.
Yeah, it looks like a bottom. It looks like a bottom front tooth.
That's what I think it is.
Which, if you look, they do have like an incisor. They do have long roots.
Yeah.
That's 100% what it looks like is a human incisor. I'm looking them up right now. Dude, what? Have you checked all of your kids' teeth?
It's weird, man.
It is strange.
Don't like it.
No. Weird. Weird. That's 100% what it looks like as a human incisor. Yucky.
It's gross. It's gross. I wish you the best of luck with that.
You're on your own, buddy.
I really don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, me either. Okay, holocult.
Finding teeth is a whole new thing for me.
Holocult, we're throwing this out there. Have any of you had any encounters that could be tied to the Fae? Let's hear it. Send it to us. Have you had any encounters that are so strange you can't attribute them to any paranormal phenomenon right off the bat? Send those to us, because we're connecting dots. Me and Kyle were talking about it off air, and I said it's like we've been given this puzzle. It's like 5,000 pieces, right? We don't know what the final picture looks like. At this point, we don't know how many pieces there are, but we're only given like 3 pieces at a time, and we're trying to put it together. That's what it feels like. So we need as many pieces as we can get, and we don't know where the pieces are coming from. We don't know when we're going to get them. The only time it makes sense is when we have one piece that fits together with another piece. Then we're like, oh, shit.
Right.
So the more information we can get on every aspect of the phenomenon, the better off we're going to be. So send us other weird stuff that, even if it's something like so far out of left field, you don't even feel like it's paranormal, but it is just out of bounds weird. Send it to us. We want to hear it. We got to put it together. The synchronicities of this is weird. I hate using that word because it was used so much.
Obvious reasons.
It's fucking strange.
It's weird, dude. Like I said, it's weird that all of it is lining up.
Yeah.
Those situations always, they just don't make sense to me when that happens, when there's just a, we'll have a string of things that just constantly fit the bill.
Yeah, it's strange.
It is. And like we talk about, we're serious. We don't ever tell each other what we're writing about or any, there's zero communication.
And it's not the first time
when we communicate. It's usually about bitching about work.
Yeah, that is a fact. And it's not the first time that we've went down completely separate investigative lanes that have lined up with each other. It's weird.
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
Yeah. So, do that for us, Holocult. Found teeth. Fae encounter. Oh, yeah, that was the other one. If you found any rogue teeth in your house, in your home, your apartment, wherever, we want to hear about it. Because apparently that's a phenomenon now.
Awesome.
So, again, Brandon, thank you so much, brother, for following up. Everybody go show him some love at Tinfoil Tales. And, yeah, weird. Check us out at all our socials. Not gonna spout them off. You know what social media is. Till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know. Sounds like these fae could be an issue.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.